Made a decision. Step 3 in the spiritual exercises. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. It has been a while since I wrote the reflection on step 2. I finished that post with a poignant clip where Wallander handed in his badge. It was not something I could express explicitly at the time, but the clip caught the mood of my decision and alluded to it. I decided to hand in my badge. I had decided to resign from my job as a teacher, but at that point I had not acted on it. I have now, and I am currently working my notice in school, which I agreed to extend until the February half term. The period in between is living the third step. I have written about this step before, and several times on a theme of surrendering to God. This third of the 12 steps follows on naturally from the first two, but to say that make it sounds easy. 'Tis not easy. In Breathing Under Water, Richard Rohr says, "Surrender will always feel like dying, and yet it is a necessary path to liberation." And he makes the point of surrendering being a decision we make. Our inner blockage to turning our will over is only overcome by a decision. He talks about the dangers of the myth of heroic sacrifice or the martyr complex as revealing the false side of love. In the 12th step fellowship to which I belong, it is called playing the martyr. And the character of wanting to be the hero is a personality type that is recognised in adult children of alcoholics. It is about always wanting to be good. I have to watch out for that one myself. In relation to the spiritual exercises, I might align it with the Eternal Lord of all things. Eternal Lord of all things, in the presence of thy infinite goodness, and of thy glorious Mother, and of all the saints of thy heavenly court, this is the offering of myself which I make with thy favour and help. I protest that it is my earnest desire and my deliberate choice, provided only that is for thy greater service and praise, to imitate thee in bearing all wrongs and all abuse and all poverty, both actual and spiritual, should thy most holy majesty deign to choose and admit me to such a state and way of life. It is also consistent with the three powers of the soul that Ignatius describes. Will consist in using the memory to recall, and then in applying the understanding by reasoning, then the will by seeking to remember and understand all to be the more filled with. So too, the understanding is to be used to think over the matter in more detail, and then the will to rouse more deeply the emotions. Here is described a process of deepening. Our imagination and memory begin to tell us something, and then our reason works it out and comes to a decision. It is not done and dusted at this point. The Eternal Lord of all things occurs in the space between the first and second week of the exercises, and expresses a desire, a wanting to want it, as it is described sometimes. 3/4 of the journey of the exercises, which take us to the Sisipi prayer and the expression of surrender, still remain. And yet, the movement through the rest of the 12 steps suggests that with the decision it is done. What is not made explicit in the step is the process of handing our will over. It is the struggle of Oda Mae Brown from Ghost, agreeing to hand over the cheque, and then handing over the cheque, even cheerfully and freely.